What is up, Cheapseaters? It's Nick.
And Adam.
And you are listening to episode 8. And can you believe it's already episode 8 for our show?
It's flown. Well, considering it seems like we've been doing it a while, yes. But every other week. So, you know. So it's.
I'm just saying, already, it's kind of like hearing myself say episode 8, it's almost like, wow, it's. It's one of those things where it kind of feels like it's been that long, but then it's also wow, we've done 8 episodes.
Done so 4 reviews and 4 off topics and, well, no. Yeah, 4 reviews, 3 side topics, and we're getting into our 5th review today.
Yeah. Good segue there. You said last episode you had to work on your segues, so you just segued that right into our topic today.
Coming in like Paul Blart Mall Cop on that segue.
As long as you're not crashing in any doors, we're good. Anywho, so like I said, this is episode 8, and going back an episode, well, first off, this is going to be another review episode like Adam, you just mentioned. Going back, if you have not had a chance to listen to our 7th episode, we sat down and did our NFL stadium bucket list, which was a fun topic to discuss.
Yeah, those are always fun episodes to do. Yeah. Any kind of ranking things.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a good time. I actually had a little bit more knowledge than I thought I was going to about some NFL stadiums.
Yeah. So definitely had more knowledge than I did the baseball stadiums, other than I've heard about this baseball team. I want to go to it.
Yeah, I think both of us kind of did, because most of my baseball reviews were based around views.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So NFL stadium kind of felt like I talked a little bit more than just views of cities and whatnot. Mm. So that was last episode. So now we are moving into another view episode. And for this review episode, we see the first appearance of college football.
Wah, 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 wah.
I like it. That's, you're getting better. You're getting better with your hype horn.
Thank you.
So, yeah, we thought since, we're literally, well, maybe not literally, I feel like we're a couple weeks off, but we are smack dab in the middle of both NFL and college football season at the moment. So we thought this would be a good time to do this review of our first college football stadium, and we're going to cover Lane Stadium,
home of the Virginia Tech
Fighting Hokies. Yeah, the Hokies.
I like Fighting Turkeys better.
Might actually buy a t-shirt if they were the Virginia Tech Fighting Turkeys. But that's where we're at today. But you know, before we get into our main topic, we like to do our little around the world, around the news, sporty news, kind of whatever the heck, whatever you want to call it. We really gotta come up with a name for this segment other than just sports news. Like, we gotta come up with a fun name.
Yeah. Any ideas? Send it to us on Facebook or Twitter
or Instagram or TikTok or where we can find us. Did I have a smoke flare? Or smoke signal. Smoke flare. What the hell is a smoke flare?
Hey, and you've already done our social media plug.
No need for later. Good segue. But anyway, so before we get into that, you know, we'll do like we usually do. We'll get into some topics that we're interested in or that kind of caught our attention that I guess from wherever we want to pull it from. So I know you have a big one to talk about. So the
main thing, the
bat and lead off.
The bat and lead off. We are right in the middle of in the MLB postseason.
Yeah, right in the middle of both the NLCS and the ALCS.
And I tell you, if my Braves didn't give me a couple small heart attacks the other night, then
they weren't doing their job.
Yeah, exactly. Like, is it really a Braves postseason game if they don't make me have a slight panic attack?
Probably not.
Uh, but we currently sit at 2-0, no, two games.
Yeah, two games to none.
That's why I kind of wanted to record today while I'm in good spirits, because after today we could very well be 2-1.
Yeah, because right now we're actually recording on a Tuesday this week. Mm-hmm. So the episode will be out Friday. We're recording on a Tuesday. So by the time you guys are listening to this, two more games would have happened.
By the time you listen to this, the Braves hopefully will already have advanced to the World Series.
Oh, God. I will... Braves, I mean, Braves are my second team, but I will be ecstatic if they go ahead and sweep the Dodgers.
Well,
so.
I have to keep my emotions in check, because we all know what happened last year.
I'm surprised you want to discuss last year.
I don't, but it's important to know, you got to see where you've been to know where you're going. And
oh, deep. You got the philosophy working tonight.
And, we all remember we won two games easy.
Yep.
Third game, we just crapped the bed.
Yes.
And fine, we're do one of those every once in a while.
Yep.
And then we go up 3-1. Like, oh, we got this in the bag. We just got to win one more game in the next three. And wouldn't you know, we lose. And
it wasn't pretty, like, daddy.
No. And such began my hatred for the Dodgers, aka the Yankees of the National League. And I called this, and the beginning of the baseball season, I said, I want to go to the World Series, and I want to beat the freaking Dodgers to do it. Hey, well, here's our chance.
Yeah, here's the chance. But, I mean, it's so far it's looking pretty good. I mean, it's like you said, it's been very very heart attack inducing the first two games of the NLCS. Like, the Braves haven't won resoundingly. But
no, they've been on the margins for sure. Game Sunday night, we found ourselves down early, 2-0, tied it up, then. It was tied going into the ninth, and I think 4-4. I think that's what it was. And then, I tell you, Ron Washington, he's just, he's got ice in his veins.
Windmill Ron.
Just waving these runners to go home, just like, and it worked, so he's a genius. But... and they got called out at home. They'd be calling for his head.
Yeah. You're talking about that game. I want to talk about the game before that, when Austin Riley one hit a game tying 2-run home run, and then hit the walk off single.
Mm-hmm.
If this man is not being considered for at least the National League MVP, then something's very wrong with the. Award committee.
They've been chanting MVP like every game after he
does
something.
Well, I'm fairly certain. Like, I remember last year when he first got called up, to where he just tore the cover off the ball,
mm-hmm.
and then pitchers figured him out. He ended up. I'm pretty sure he got demoted last year, back to AAA for an extended period
brief.
Of time.
Yeah, yeah.
And they came back into this year and ended up hitting 30 home runs and 100 RBIs.
Mm-hmm.
Or 100, I'm pretty sure he had over both of those. I'm just saying, in a general consensus, he had 30-plus home runs, 100-plus RBIs. And you're going to sit there and tell me that he doesn't at least deserve to be in the conversation for any kind of MVP or any kind of award like that? Oh, you're crazy. That dude went, got demoted, learned how to readjust, came back into this year and just is tearing the cover off the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't sit there and tell me that he does not deserve any kind of recognition.
Oh, yeah. Do they do a postseason MVP, or are those awards regular season only? Or?
Yeah, they're usually. I'm pretty sure they're not supposed to be based off of postseason numbers, because I guess it's not fair to the players that. Are good.
Mike Trout would never win.
Yeah, so your Mike Trout's, which is why I think that, like, there's a NLDS MVP, mm-hmm. NLCS MVP, and then your World Series MVP. Mm-hmm. I think that the regular season stuff isn't supposed to be based around postseason performance, though. So, But I just want to give major shout out to Austin Riley.
Oh yeah,
I feel
it. And this year, it just feels different this year, and it's the fans. Like even Freddie Freeman had said that they were in it last year, but this year it's almost more important because they get to do it in front of their fans this year. And the Braves are the higher seed, so they got the four games if needed in Atlanta.
Yeah, we were talking about this before. Like you almost want the game to go back to, or what?
It's like you almost want it to go to at least six games so you can win it at home.
You almost want to. I would rather just
get the brooms out and sweep them.
Yeah, go home, rest a while, wait for the AL teams to beat up on each other, and then come back and play again.
Yeah.
So, and then other than Austin Riley, how about Jock Peterson?
Oh yeah, Jocktober.
Just he's been lighting it up too. Mm-hmm. Nice to see him doing against his old team this series. But
love it.
Like even in the NLDS, he was still just playing out of his mind. Mm-hmm. So he's another one that just
yeah. So we need these guys to step up. I mean, Freddie's in a slump. Yeah. I don't know how many games been without a hit lately, but
I think it's at least two. I don't think he has one hit this series yet. Mm-hmm. So. Right.
Hey, we're still winning, so that's all that matters.
But, yeah, just imagine how the team's going to be if he actually wakes up and starts actually hitting. Right. So,
and, you know, beginning early this season when we had Soroka go out and we had Acuna go out and Ozuna is having his problems, his issues.
His legal problems.
I just wrote the season off completely.
I think you and most Braves fans did.
But here we are. So. And I promise we're not a Braves podcast. But so if you want to touch on what's going on in the Red Sox and Astros, those cheaters. I haven't been watching those games, but I know I've heard that like all of the games in this postseason have been just fantastic.
Yeah, so I think the other night the Red Sox actually ended up blowing out the Astros. I think it was like 12-3.
Yeah.
And I think Kyle Schwarber hit a grand slam, which I'm pretty sure I read is the third grand slam in the series for the Red Sox. Wow. So I think their series is the Red Sox are up 2-1. So. I will say, I mean, like, it pains me to say that I'm rooting for the Red Sox because, I mean, I'm an Orioles fan, so they're division rivals, so it kind of pains me to see a division rival do really good. But, like, I can't get past, I don't know if I can root for the Astros ever again. Like, I was a big Altuve fan because I was like, this guy is 5'0". And as a heck of a ball player, and then to find out that he was cheating by supposedly wearing the little buzzer.
Allegedly.
I'm not here to talk conspiracies or anything.
He had a bad tattoo he didn't want everybody to see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Supposedly.
Can you smell that? Smell bullcrap. But, but I was an Altuve fan because, you know, short guy out there hitting bombs, doing what... You know, all short people wished that they could do is, you know, play professional sports and play it well. And then to find out that he's just, you know, on a team with a bunch of cheaters. I don't know. I just have something against the Astros now.
Well, I think I decided if it's not the Braves, I'll go for whoever the AL team is in the World Series. When the whole cheating trash can thing came out, I'm like, okay, it'd be a good story to see the Dodgers beat the Astros in the World Series. But now, I've shifted. I'm like, how hilarious would it be to see the Astros win again? Not, like, watch so closely that they're not cheating.
I don't know. If it's the Astros and Dodgers back in the World Series, I'm probably not just going to watch.
Yeah, I probably won't either. But, you know, I'll read about it and be like, yes, good.
It's like those Super Bowls when it was like the Giants and Patriots for what seemed like the 17,000th time. And I'm just like, I don't care. Or any Tom Brady Super Bowl where I'm just like, I don't care.
Well, that's a good segue to football.
that's not how I meant it, but if that, if you would like to use it like that, then okay.
You know, we're professionals when we have to bring up our segues, you know, we point them out. Hey, there we go. But, you know, Tom Brady's been to a lot of Super Bowls, but he's also lost a lot of Super Bowls, if you think about it.
So he's like the LeBron of the NFL.
Yeah, he's got six, but, I mean, wins, but, like, he lost to the Eagles, he lost to the Giants twice. Yep. I don't know who else he lost to, but those three.
I feel like it was just those three.
Sorry. Oh, well. He's got three losses.
He actually has a better record than LeBron does in the final trip. That's true. So, yeah.
But yeah, my Panthers not doing so hot. We were flying high, 3-0, if you call that flying high.
I think it's pretty high now flying.
3-3, so I said I didn't see another loss until we played, like, I don't know, the Packers or somebody. I don't know who we played. Somebody good, but here we go. We lost to the freaking Eagles and the Vikings, and we should beat the Giants this week, but who knows?
Should be being the keyword. Sam Darnold has turned into Jets Sam Darnold out there seeing ghosts.
Yeah, I know. I'm really, really upset. And I was talking about this maybe yesterday. I think Sam Darnold, he's good when they're ahead and he plays with confidence.
Yeah.
But when they're behind, or shoot, yesterday, Sunday, 2 days ago, first play of the game, interception. Like, he's just scrambling around back there, like, just trying to make something happen that's not.
Yeah.
Just throw the ball away. Yeah. So, he's regressing.
He is.
And I hate to see it.
Well, it also, not to make you feel any worse, but McCaffrey's supposed to be out for at least 3 more weeks.
Yeah, I know. And, so. And that, there's the problem, is when our whole offense is McCaffrey, like, and then he goes out, you're screwed.
Well, I will say this, like, DJ Moore is a really good receiver.
Yes.
But he doesn't really have anybody to offset him. Like, I was reading, a couple people were like, well, without McCaffrey, then Darnold's just looking for DJ Moore the whole time. And it's like, okay, well, that makes sense then. Because apparently DJ Moore's the only good player left on the offense at the moment.
And you think the other teams don't know that? It's like, you need, without McCaffrey there, to have that threat of, is he going to run it? Is he going to catch it? Or, like, when he's there, it opens up DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson, Ian Thomas, these other threats.
Right? Yeah, because while Chuba Hubbard's been halfway decent, he's no Christian McCaffrey.
No.
It's never going to be any other guy that's going to be Christian McCaffrey.
No. So. And like, I don't want to say he's injury prone, but he's very well becoming injury prone. Like, if they run him into the ground like this, like, I could see him this constantly happening.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. I don't. What makes you feel any better? My Washington football team has not been any better.
You look.
Tay-Tay has not been. Has not been good.
Looked decent for a half. You were beating the Chiefs at halftime, but then I think that's all you scored.
Yes, it was. 13-10 at half, and then we ended up losing
31-13.
31-13. So that was nice.
Yeah, I think that's just what Mahomes does. He just likes to play with teams for a half and, like, okay, now I can start.
Yeah, I think I even told you, like, I'm at that point to where I am moving the needle more towards signing Cam to be the starter now. So, I said it when we first started discussing this, when the NFL season was first starting, I said that Taylor Heineke, the playoff game last year, when he started the playoff game, that he earned an opportunity to show what he can do. He's earned the opportunity to show what he can do, and apparently it isn't a lot. So, I feel like, because Heineke's not going to be your answer. Fitzpatrick played like crap before he got hurt, and I think he got hurt after, what, one quarter or something like that? And he's old, so he's not going to be your answer. I just feel like bringing in Cam just might be, because, I mean, unless they're just going to just completely throw away the season, throw Heineke back out there for the next 15 games? No, how many games is left? 11 games? We're at
week
six.
We're going into week seven here. So
yeah, 11 games.
There's 18 game week now. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what Rivera's plan is. I just feel like if you want to try to salvage the season at all, then you need to bring in a better quarterback to quarterback this team.
Who's their third quarterback?
It was Kyle Allen.
Or
I don't know if you. I still feel like he's on the team, but you don't hear anything about him. Because Kyle Allen's the answer too. Right. Okay.
So if I put the poll out on Facebook again right now, would you move your vote to? Yes, sign him.
Yes,
as starter.
Well, I would. I don't know if anybody else's views are going to change, because I mean, I'm a Washington fan. So of course my whole thing's going to change. Seeing that Taylor Heinicke is not going to lead us back to the playoffs.
Yeah. Sure. Well, I'm glad you've come over to my side.
Yeah.
For the time being,
makes me sick.
I'll take it.
I guess still talking about the NFL, we can updates on fantasy football.
Yeah, I
haven't done that.
Got a win. I'm 3-3, I think. Yeah, 3-3.
You think?
I'm in so many leagues. It's hard to keep them straight.
This should be top priority on this show, is you recognize what you're doing with all
3-3. I am currently in fifth place, so I'm sitting at playoff position.
Yeah.
So.
Fifth overall.
Third
in our division.
Third in our division, fifth overall.
And who's first, you ask?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Don't remember.
Oh, now you don't remember. Hey, guys, it's me. It was me, Austin. It was me all along.
Well, you know my trend of, you know, just owning the regular season and then losing first round of the playoffs. So, just beware.
Okay. Okay. I think it's just the fact that I finally have a healthy team for the first time in 3 years. Mm. Well, first time in 3 years, not including last year. I didn't play last year.
Yeah, COVID won last year.
Yeah. COVID kind of took the fun out of fantasy football last year for me, so I didn't want to play. But yeah, I finally have a healthy team. Like, I finally have a team to where my number one or number two pick didn't get hurt for majority of the season, and then I had to sit there and swap around. So I finally have a healthy team, finally showing what I can do. 6-0, the only undefeated team left. I'm excited.
And you're welcome for your quarterback, by the way.
Hey, I don't want to hear it. You made this decision.
No, I'm fine, because it was a good trade, because I wasn't going to start Justin Herbert over Kyler Murray.
Yes.
And the way he's playing. And, you know, so I got a Panther out of it. And Calvin Ridley?
No. Yes.
Calvin Ridley. So I got a starter and a Panther. 2-for-1.
It was Sam Darnold. Just so we're clear.
Which, again, also I have not started.
Hey, you're going to have to start him eventually.
Yeah, I know. That's what bye weeks are for.
But I'm just saying, I finally have a healthy team. I'm finally showing what I can do in fantasy football. So, I don't want nobody taking anything away from me. I know there's a couple games that I pulled out of my butt.
Yeah, well, I mean, who's second in overall in points scored on the season?
I don't know.
That would be yours truly, 810. I know that's not how fantasy works. It's not by the total points. It's week to week. But
exactly.
There's something to be said about scoring second highest most points.
There's something to be said, but I'm pretty sure you were talking about winning divisions this year. So that's why we went with divisions as well.
Yeah.
So don't sit there and talk to me about being upset when you're sitting at third.
Right now, if the season ended today, we'd have three teams from our division make the playoffs, and we'd have one team sitting at 500. It'd be a four seed. So, but the NFL goes like that too. So
yeah, exactly. So does baseball.
Yeah,
baseball goes like that crap too. It just happens.
Yeah.
Like if you want it to feel like an actual sport, an actual league that we're doing, then you're just gonna have to, we're just gonna have to live with it. Where even though you might be playing well, might be in the rankings.
I think we should bring in computer rankings and the expert rankings so we can
get the BCS.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, so then we could have our top four strongest teams.
All right, Alabama. Look, even then, no other team has made it in college football with three losses. You realize you have three losses, right?
Yeah, I know. But.
But nothing.
I'm going to be in the playoffs, so
okay.
That's all that matters.
Okay.
I have a chance.
Okay.
And speaking of Alabama.
A good segue. Good segue. Look at this. We're doing so good.
Speaking of Alabama, did I not tell you that I like chaos, but anything, if any of them other teams lose, it's just going to, they had to keep them at fifth, so it's. As soon as one team loses, they sneak right back up there to fourth.
I told you that was, I knew that was the exact reason why they're like, oh. Because if it had been any other team that had lost to an unranked team, they would have just taken that tumble, maybe seventh, eighth, tenth. No, Alabama, they only lost by 3 points to Texas A&M. And they can still stay at fifth. Do you know why they're going to be at fifth? So, like you said, when one of the other top 14 loses, we can still get Alabama in the top four. Chance to play in a playoff. I hope to God that they went out, play Georgia, get killed, still not make the playoffs.
Yep.
Because there has not been a two-loss team that has made the college football playoffs. And I swear to God, if Bama's the first one this year, I'm going to be ticked. Because it's a bunch of bull.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. But let's just say they have more losses than Wake Forest does. And we're continuing the Homer team discussion.
Hey, if you don't like it, they can turn us off right now.
No. Well, there's not much to talk about. They didn't play. So, but we moved up three spots.
Hey, that's nice.
So it's always good when you cannot play and move up.
Of course. So. Yeah. I wish more teams could wish they could do it every week, but whatever. Yeah. I'm liking the fact that Cincinnati is still within top four. I think there's one poll that they are second, and there's one poll that they're third. Because I think there's one poll that actually has Oklahoma above them in second place.
Yeah, because they haven't started the actual. I just saw what you were talking about. Braves are down 2-0.
I wasn't going to tell you. You're the one that looked.
No, I didn't go to look. I went to look at the standings.
Yeah.
Football.
Yeah.
Your live reactions to.
Sorry, I know we were right in the middle of college football, but Adam went and pulled the ESPN app up because he didn't know what was going on in the baseball game.
But how do you even work this technology? Okay, so rankings. Yeah, because they haven't released the actual college football playoff standings yet. That doesn't happen until week, I don't know, 10.
By 10 or something.
So, yeah, the AP is, you got Georgia, Cincinnati, Oklahoma, Bama, top four.
I think it might be the coaches poll that has them, that has Oklahoma at 2 and Cincy at 3.
Yeah.
So, I know it's one of those, but I'm still liking Cincinnati being in top four.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, I didn't really watch a whole lot of college football the past week, but yeah.
I did see where Ed Orgeron was out at LSU.
Well, this is he's finishing out the year, isn't he?
Yeah, he's finishing out the year.
Yeah, so but he's not coming back. So no. I liked. Yeah, I mean, I'm not an LSU fan, but I liked Orgeron. I listened to him talk.
He's got that thick Cajun accent.
Yeah, until it gets too long. I'm like, okay, I'm tired of this.
Hey, you remember the hillbilly from the Waterboy?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
that's exactly what Ed Orgeron sounds
exactly.
like.
Exactly.
But I don't feel like he's or that team has been anywhere near as good since Joe Burrow went to the NFL.
No,
like it just seems like. Since Burrow left, they just have not been all that great. And it's not surprising that he's out. Like, it's kind of weird, though. Like, he actually made the announcement that he was stepping down after a win. Like, they beat Florida, which I'm pretty sure Florida was ranked at the time. And then it was announced that he was going to be out. Like, it doesn't happen very often that a coach pulls an upset of a ranked team and then announces that he's not going to be back after the end of the year.
But, yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but, you know.
Yeah,
it happens.
Yeah. Talk a little bit, one more snippet of college football. I did see where we're talking about Cincinnati. They're in the American Athletic Conference. I did see to where they're trying to snipe some Conference USA teams.
Oh yeah, I just saw that. I didn't see which teams, but
I don't remember all the teams. I know it's Charlotte or UNC Charlotte, whatever you want to call them. Florida Atlantic, Rice, surprisingly. I know Rice is not usually a really good football team. Yeah, I wasn't
expecting that. The other two, sure.
And then it's like five or six more. So they're trying to get them away from Conference USA to fill out. Because a couple, like three or four American teams announced that they're going to go to the Big 12. Like, I think Cincy's leaving. I think Houston's leaving. Yeah, there's a couple different ones. So they're trying to do the whole realignment, bring in as many teams as they've lost.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the reason for like Rice and whatnot is even though they're not a really good team, they bring in a halfway decent like TV coverage market because Rice is in Texas. So I guess you got that Texas football market. So I think that's. Yeah, it is what it is. I don't necessarily understand it because I mean, you would think that if you're gonna want to bring in teams, then you bring in the good ones. So I'm really surprised that they're not trying to consider, you know, Appalachian State. Even though, once again, Boone's not a big TV market.
but
they're still a good team. Like,
yeah, they are.
Like, how do you not take that into consideration? Like. If you want any credibility as a conference, then shouldn't you be sniping the good teams?
Yeah, I mean, what about like Eastern Carolina or something? I mean, they're
decent. I'm really surprised that they didn't consider App or Coastal Carolina or somebody like that. Yeah. But whatever, it's not my choice. So
I hate all the realignment. I miss the ACC like original like. What, nine?
Yeah.
But now it's just like 14.
Well, I'm pretty sure that I read, and I want to say that it was Conference USA that tried to make an agreement with the Sun Belt and the American to kind of keep everything regionalized.
Yeah.
And the Sun Belt and American said, nah, we're good. So it's kind of crappy there when it rolls like that. But once again, not my choice.
That's what it is.
So. Hashtag not my conference. But yeah, I don't have any segues into anything else we're talking about.
Our segue streak is over.
Yeah, we're sorry.
But,
I don't really have anything like major to talk about.
No.
I know you want to rub into the face of Manchester United fans about how crappy they're doing.
Yeah, so we had to work last Saturday, so I was actually up to watch some English soccer games. But yeah, I had it.
I said that's the only reason you're up as early as you were to be able to watch it. And we were at work. So, we were sitting there watching soccer the whole
while we were working. So we had some of the EPL games on. But yeah, Man U lost
again.
So Chelsea is currently top of the table.
And Chelsea's your team.
Yep. So, and I think they played a Champions League game today. I'm sure they won, but I don't know for sure. I haven't looked.
Yeah, I haven't looked recently.
You know, but yeah, it's soccer. So,
we built this episode around soccer talk. Don't you remember this?
The whole episode?
Not the whole episode. I'm just saying. Yeah,
long story short, Man U sucks. Chelsea rules. Thank you. Good night.
Okay. Okay. I mean, do you feel better?
Yes.
Okay. That's all that matters. I wanted to give you your platform real quick, your little stand to sit there and pull out the fact that Man U's just not playing very, very well right now.
Yes. I think Ronaldo's streak of a goal in every game is finally come to an end.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There's always that, too. But,
what would it be if he didn't score for the rest of the season?
Amazing. The rest of his career.
He just announces tomorrow that he's retiring. Doesn't score the rest of the year.
Oh, we did have, there were some World Cup qualifiers, I think, since the last episode we did. And
yeah, I think last episode we talked about them.
Yeah, they were going on. I don't remember if USA won all, but of them, but they are, I think they are top of their group. So
I thought that was Mexico.
Or they're, hopefully.
this is this is quality content right here.
Yeah. No, I don't know if they're in the same group. I don't think they're in the same group.
I could have sworn you told me there was one team that was above them.
Oh, that's right. I forgot the format. So it is one group. It's the octagonal, so they call it. So there's eight teams.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Mexico, U.S. second.
And the Canada.
So they're Mexico, U.S. currently both in qualifying spots.
Mm-hmm.
And then Canada. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
The actual surprise. I said that sarcastically, but no, it is surprise. I don't think Canada realizes they're not playing hockey.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, I'm pulling for them. Mm-hmm. Our Canadian brothers.
Yeah.
No, since the last time we talked, they lost to Panama, mm-hmm. which everybody was ticked about that because, hey, you know, when you lose to a lower level team, mm-hmm. everybody's going to be ticked. And then they beat Costa Rica. Mm-hmm. That was that game where they gave up a goal within like the first minute.
Oh, yeah.
And then they ended up winning. Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on with the World Cup qualifiers.
Yeah. So right now, we're still in good shape.
Yes.
So.
And yes, they are second in the table right now. Mexico has 14 points and the U.S. has 11.
Yeah.
So I don't know when the next qualifying matches are.
It's I don't know when the next international window is. I think we do have Mexico
next month. It's Mexico. That'd be the first game.
Is it in U.S. or Mexico?
It's probably gonna be in the U.S. but Mexico's the home team.
Well, I don't know because they play each other twice, so it'll probably be in Mexico City.
I don't know wherever TQL Stadium is.
Oh, never mind.
So yeah, next month the U.S. has Mexico and Jamaica again.
Okay. So yeah. The U.S.-Mexico matches are always feisty.
Oh yeah, of course. So. Especially now that both of the teams mm-hmm. are 1-2 in the table. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's gonna be like U.S. is playing for a tie of the top of the table. So it's gonna be.
As long as we get in, I'm fine. I just don't want the disappointment of missing out completely.
No.
So, but
they don't never have any hope about U.S. soccer ever again if we miss another World Cup.
Yeah. Well, we're guaranteed the next one after that because we're hosting. So.
Contain my excitement.
I don't really have anything. NBA starts today.
Tonight.
Well, you listen to this Friday. They started on Tuesday. So.
Tonight it's the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, there are only a couple. Opening night, probably only a couple games on TV or marquee games they're doing. Golden State plays, I think.
They play the Lakers.
Who is it? Oh, Milwaukee plays the Nets.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. A couple guys at work were talking about it.
Yeah, so that's probably the best game right there is you got Giannis versus KD.
Yeah. Yeah, the home state Hornets don't play until tomorrow night. They open up the season against Indiana.
Yep.
Pacers.
So we're hoping LaMelo can stay healthy and continue his just have an even better second year than his rookie year. So
I'm hoping LaMelo and Gordon Hayward can mm-hmm. both stay healthy because both of them got hurt. Both of them were hurt by the end of the year last year, and I think that's what really hurt their playoff chances.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see what a healthy Hornets team can do.
Absolutely.
A lot. From what I understand, I mean, there's quite a few sports outlets that are choosing them to at least be an eighth seed or something in the East. So that'd be exciting. And I guess NHL season just started. Mm-hmm. It's been going on for a week.
Yeah.
A week or so.
Sounds about right. And it's funny because we were talking about how awesome the name the Kraken is for Seattle. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, they need to have some big sea monster graphic on the ice before the game. And sure enough, I see it on Facebook. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. They did it. I'm like, wait a minute. That's Vegas doing that. It's like their knight comes out and just like banishes the big octopus. I'm like,
yeah, Vegas.
Oh man,
Vegas went and stole their thunder.
Yeah, they beat me to it. They beat you to it.
Right. Yeah, you can't come back.
Now maybe they'll just get in a war. Maybe their next home game, the Kraken, they'll just do something.
Devour a night.
Awesome. Yeah.
So. I'd be cool with that. But yeah, home state Hurricanes are 2-0.
Yes.
So good for them. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. But yeah, I don't really have any other sports news.
I know I started the segment last episode of my AEW match recommendations. I've only watched Rampage from Friday, and they had Dynamite on Saturday, and I haven't watched it yet. Yeah. So I don't. I mean, I guess I'd say go watch when all else fails. Go watch the CM Punk match. He fought. I don't even know. Matt Sydal, I think.
Oh, Matt Sydal. Yeah.
That's
a name I haven't heard in a while.
Yeah, well, apparently it has a big history. They fought like 4 times.
I'm pretty sure they used to both be in Ring of Honor.
Yeah, and I think the last time was in like early 2000s.
Oh, wow.
Or 2010, maybe. Something like that. But,
that's still 11 years from now, so it's been a while.
Because I don't have a true recommendation, that's the only one I can give.
That's okay.
Unless you've got anything else, I think we'll take a brief break and be back with our review.
Yep. So here's a message from our sponsor. All right, guys, and we're back. So hope you guys enjoyed our new section. You know, we always seem to have a good time. Of course, we also seem to get a little long-winded when it comes to the new section.
Yeah, it's so easy to.
Yes,
to,
yes, yeah, yes.
So much. We both love sports, and so much to talk about.
Yeah, but I mean, so if you're still here, congratulations.
but this is why we do the show. This portion here are stadium reviews.
Yes, this is the main event. I won't go all crazy like last time. But so like we mentioned before. For this review, we are going to review our experience at Virginia Tech football. I have to include the football because when you say Virginia Tech, you mean basketball, soccer, field hockey.
But Virginia Tech
debate
football. Home of the Hokies.
Fighting turkeys.
So, and I have to admit, I'm not a Virginia Tech fan because I was at a Wake Forest game one time, and their fans just irritated the crap out of me. They killed us. So that plays something to it. Plays into it also. But if I go to these games, I could put that behind me. I rooted for the home team.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. So, and that'll typically be the case unless it's, you know, Duke or Carolina.
Yeah.
But,
or unless you go to a Virginia Tech game and Wake Forest was playing.
Oh, Then forget about it. But, you know, so it was. I didn't let my bias affect it.
Your unenjoyment of
yes.
Virginia Tech away game.
Right.
How the fans were at the away
exactly.
game.
Exactly.
You didn't let that play a factor into this.
Exactly.
But, yeah, so.
Before we get into it, I think this is a little bit we started last episode.
Yes.
With one of us will come up with a trivia question that the other person.
This was Adam's. This is his grandbaby. he decided he wanted to do this from here on out.
Well, I guess it was.
Yeah, it was your idea.
I thought you were talking about this one in particular. But
no, this whole trivia thing was your idea.
So it's my turn to come up with the question, and a bit of Googling, and this one caught my eye. So one of the good things that Virginia Tech is known for is their entrance.
Yes.
So I'm sure most of you know, but if not, they play Enter Sandman by Metallica, one of the greatest heavy metal songs.
Especially that intro to the song.
As the team runs out.
Yep.
So, my question is, in what year did Virginia Tech begin using Enter Sandman as their intro song?
All right. Well, I'm going to think on it. This is what we did last time. So, I'll think on it. We'll discuss this again at our wrap-up. This gives you guys an opportunity to think about it, too. And
Googling.
Yeah, no Googling. Oh, well, no. Big Brother is watching and listening and whatever.
A.K.A. Apple and Google.
Yeah, all of them.
And Alexa.
They're all together. But, yeah. I didn't find a group or device in the door. She's listening. If you didn't hear that, she came on and she's like, I'm listening to you guys. I know what's going on. But yeah, so we'll do it like last time. I'll take my guess. You'll let me know. This also gives you guys a chance to think on it. Mm-hmm. And if you know it, like if you knew it, and I probably ain't gonna get this. So, and if you know it, then you can reach out to us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Yeah. Laugh on my face.
So when he gets it wrong, you can be like, haha, you're stupid. I knew that. It was so
exactly
easy.
Exactly. Yes, you can. So yeah, we'll get back to that. But it's just something that we've added to our little segment, trying to come up with a trivia question based around our topic for the day. So that's a good one. That's a good one. I never would have. A whole lot funner than the one that I was thinking of. So,
I didn't. He already told me what he was gonna do, and I wouldn't have known it. But you want to lead off our first category?
Well, I guess. Well, for people who might not have been able to listen to any of our reviews, I guess we'll go ahead and explain how we do this. So, we decided when we were going to do this that we would base our experience at the stadiums that we go to or ballparks or venues, whatever. We thought that it'd be best to divide everything into four categories. So our first category is aesthetic. So this is like the aesthetic of the stadium, just the way that it looks, just how we feel about just how the stadium is going to or it looked when we were there. Second one will be game day atmosphere. So that includes anything from parking to fan support to mascot. I always forget, but I'm pretty sure I'm 99.7% sure that we include mascot in this category.
Yeah, I always forget. It ends up somewhere.
We end up talking about the mascot at least.
Yeah.
So that is. Game of the atmosphere. Then it's going to be food. So the food that we had at the ballpark, how it was, the taste, prices, stuff like that. And then we also, last one will be surrounding neighborhood. Because we feel like, before or after a game that you go to, if you want to do something else, after a game or before a game, then you should know what's in the general vicinity of that stadium or if there is anything. So I feel like surrounding it, neighborhood is a big part of big part of this. So I know that we usually start with aesthetic when it comes to these reviews.
Well, first, I about forgot just a few quick facts, about the stadium before we get into the category. So Lane Stadium, it was opened in 1965. So there's been 56 seasons played there.
I didn't realize it was that old.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's older stadiums, but I mean, still very old stadium. Last renovated in 2013, and it has a total seating capacity of over 65,000.
That sounds about right.
And I'm sure they can expand more because I think the first game, the UNC game they had earlier, they had like 66,000.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm sure that number goes up too. Yeah. You like standing room only or something like that too. So, but 65,000 sounds about right.
Yeah.
So not the biggest stadium by far, but
I think it's Where does Bank of America stand? Do we remember their capacity? Because I'm trying to think if this is the biggest stadium I've been to. Like,
I don't remember.
It's definitely bigger than Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Clemson I've been to.
I feel like Clemson's probably bigger.
That's probably bigger, but this is a close second, I'm sure. Which, and I don't know about Bank of America, but a lot of these college stadiums are bigger than NFL.
No, Bank of America has a capacity of 74,000.
Okay. So,
maybe
it felt bigger because of how many people was there.
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll get into that. The Tech fans were wild. So.
But I'll let you get a few quick facts.
I just thought it'd be kind of fun to include open date and whatnot too. So I feel like you did a good job of including that. Should we start off the review tonight?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. like I mentioned, we usually start these off talking about the aesthetic. So that's like I mentioned, that's the look of the stadium, how it looks, you know, views if you. Mm-hmm. Or any of the kind of thing, mm-hmm. which I am. I like my mm-hmm. views. I feel like Lane Stadium, it's not the most beautiful football stadium.
Yeah.
Not on the inside. Because, unfortunately, I didn't notice any, like, back seats. Like, you know, seats with backs. I feel like almost all the stadiums or all the seating was... bleacher seats.
Oh yeah, it definitely hurt your butt after sitting there for a while.
Yeah, about second halftime.
Yeah,
butt and legs are a little mm-hmm. numb. So I think that kind of hurts the look of the inside of the stadium. Mm-hmm. The fact that, because I mean, some of the more fun stadiums, you know, you look at it, like you said, Bank of America, mm-hmm. And just use that one as an example. Like, Bank of America has the blue seats mm-hmm. and whatnot. So, just sitting there sitting at the stadium, just looking around and seeing the blue seats and whatnot, like, that makes Bank of America just unique.
Mm-hmm.
Lane Stadium doesn't have that. It's gray, metallic-y, bleacher seats, and it just...
Yeah,
I don't know. It's not a very pretty stadium on the inside.
Yeah. I don't know if it's, you know, just being how old it is, but there's a lot of college stadiums that got the bleacher seats. I know Wake Forest has the bleacher seats.
If I remember right, Wake Forest has some back seats mm-hmm. on the home side, but almost the entire.
Away side
is bleacher seats.
Yeah, and I'm sure they do that because, you know, a lot of the students and stuff, they stand the whole time.
So yeah.
It doesn't matter. But, you know, it...
As a couple of old men, though, it wasn't fun sitting on bleacher seats the entire time.
But, it's not the prettiest stadium, but I'm a bit of nostalgia come out for me because I went to a school in the mountains mm-hmm. and I guess I never thought about it. I never been to Blacksburg, but it was in the mountains.
Yeah.
So I loved sitting in the stadium and just having the mountain like out that you can see out mm-hmm. there. And, you know, it took me back to college. So you could see a dorm room building out here.
Yeah.
And like, I love college teams when they have their stadium on campus.
Oh, definitely.
Like, which the only one I can think of that doesn't that I've been to is Wake Forest. They're close to campus, they're close mm-hmm. by, but they're not on campus. Yeah. So, it plays the whole college atmosphere very well. But that's probably more atmosphere. It's not really, you know, aesthetic. I mean, the mountain background uh-huh. is definitely aesthetic, so I like that. But that's really the high point for me.
Yeah. And that's when it comes to aesthetic. Like that was the best thing about it. Like it was nice seeing the mountains in the back. Mm-hmm. You know, nice seeing the dorm room.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think if I remember right, there was also, you could also see, kind of see the baseball field mm-hmm. in the back too. Yeah, so that was kind of nice too. My only problem with that is I wonder if we had seats kind of lower down, if you would have been able to see all that.
Yeah,
like, I feel funny. Like we were able to see it because we were sitting up as high as we were. Mm-hmm. So that I think actually sitting up where we were kind of benefited us when yeah. it came to the aesthetic yeah. of that stadium. Because yeah. I don't know if sitting down, you know, in the lower bowl, if you would have been able to see all that stuff. Yeah. So, but I mean, I guess we got lucky when it came to sitting up in the nosebleeds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, one other cool thing that stood out to me was in this venue, I guess, perimeter or whatever, there is like a grassy area that you could, like, it's still, your ticket gets you in the stadium and you can go out to this little
mm-hmm.
area that's, you know, got a fence around it. So if, you know, kids want to go hang out mm-hmm. there, throw a football or something, they yeah. can. That's what they're into. Or, I mean, I don't know if it's a smoking area. I think most stadiums don't allow smoking anywhere.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It probably was a smoking area at one point. But, you know, or, you know, doing like my brother did one time. He got so drunk tailgating that he went and took a nap out in the grass. So, I don't know. Whatever. So, but yeah, I just thought that was a cool touch that they had a little area that wasn't just, you could hang out in, that wasn't just concrete.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I agree with that. Like, it's always nice for these stadiums or whatnot to include something for the kids. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, kids are going to be kids. They're not going to sit there and sit yeah. there a whole game for that long.
Yeah, for 3 hours.
Sit still anyways.
Yeah, 3
so, hours. That was definitely a nice touch.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like I'm hating on the stadium.
That's okay. Quite much, yeah, when it comes to honest aesthetic. Review.
But, like, I just, when it comes to just the look of the stadium, like, I just feel like
yeah.
it just looked very bland.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it is what it is.
And to me, their colors, they would go into aesthetic too, at the right. I mean, they're
yeah.
all colors, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, they've never been my favorite color scheme. It's kind of yellow, bland. Yeah,
like the burgundy and gray, no, or burgundy and orange or whatnot. Actually, yeah. If I remember right, they wore the white uniform.
Yeah, they did, which I liked. But it was a whiteout game.
That's right. Yes, yeah. It was. Because they did it specifically for Military Day, which mm-hmm. was September 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, it is what it is. I mean,
yeah. I mean, of course, they got the big old board too, mm-hmm. the big old scoreboard. Which, I mean, every stadium has yeah. a big old yeah. freaking scoreboard now. So yeah. it's not like that's anything special. Mm-hmm. So, but.
That, unless you got anything to add, you want to give your score?
Yeah.
I guess. You're recording them this time for both of us? Or?
Yeah, I got it. Lane Stadium aesthetic, I'm going to have to give it... I'm going to give it a four. Like I said, it sounds like I'm hating on it a little bit, but it's not.
Yeah. I think I liked it a little bit, smidge bit more, uh-huh. only because of the, you know, the view from up okay. top, but not a whole lot more. So I'll go 4.5.
Four and a half. Okay.
Four and a half.
Four and a half.
For smidge seven. More.
Hey, that's all right. Okay. I started with a set. Would you like to start with atmosphere? Would you like
sure.
to start?
The atmosphere I loved. I'll just go ahead and say that.
Yes.
Like, because going into this game.
Well, hold on. There's. I loved almost the whole atmosphere. Okay.
See,
there was something that we include with the atmosphere that I absolutely hated.
And this is what brings the atmosphere down. Is I assume you're talking about parking.
Thank you. Okay.
We'll
yes.
Get to the
yes.
We'll get the bad out of the way, and then I can go into the game.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
So parking
was a nightmare.
This is going to be found in my experience on like every I like that the stadium is on campus, but that being said,
mm-hmm.
that makes parking a nightmare.
Yes,
no matter where it is. Like Clemson was the same way, Western the same way, mm. as small as Western is, like they don't even allow parking in the parking, the football parking lot at Western, at least, because it's reserved for tailgating. You have to reserve those spots, so it's fine. And I mean, I remember we tried getting into a parking lot that looked like people would turn it into, but then we were stopped and like, hey, you gotta have a pass for this. So
yeah, which I mean, none of this is marked. None of this is marked as pass only or anything like that. So, like you said, I saw people pulling into this, and I'm like, oh, well, we'll just pull on in here, pay the bazillion dollars that we have to pay, and then be on our way. And no, you gotta have a pass.
Yeah, so I mean, he was nice enough. He pointed us in the direction of parking, so which it was just up the street and literally in a neighborhood that is right outside of campus.
Yeah, we're not kidding when we say a neighborhood.
Yeah,
like we literally parked in somebody's backyard.
Exactly. Like, which I would hate to live there in one of those houses on game day, but also it would be kind of awesome because they're making bank.
Oh.
Like, charging people.
Yeah.
Like, I forget, how much did
we pay? Ended up paying $30 for our parking.
$30. We pay, they let us pay by Venmo. So.
Yeah.
They take cash, of course, but so there's plenty of houses to park at that people charge.
Now, about to say, not everybody was $30. There was one that was like $40. Yeah. The one we were at was $30.
I'm sure if we went further down, we could have got maybe $20, but it depends on how far you want to walk. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, we ended up walking, I'd say, what, a mile and a half or something like that.
Yeah, say at least a mile.
So yeah, it's. That was definitely my least favorite part of that.
Yeah, which the experience. Walk there is never bad. It's just you're tired. The walk back, you're tired, and you want ready to get to the car and get home.
Yes,
is when it starts getting miserable. But
anyways, that's the bad. That's what we had to get out.
Got the bad out of the way. Now, once we got there, I loved it. Going into this game, they were playing. Jeez, I forgot who they were playing.
Middle Tennessee State.
Middle Tennessee State. So not a big school at all. So I wasn't expecting, you know, a big crowd for a tiny boy. Are they in FCS?
No, they're in the Conference USA.
Okay, so Conference USA school. But they were surprisingly full. I mean, they weren't sold out. It wasn't 65,000.
Yeah, no.
But it felt almost like 65,000.
Yeah, because the fans that were there were rowdy.
Oh yeah,
the whole game.
Yeah, and
like they were up big late in the game, and the crowd was still getting loud.
Yeah. Well, we'll say they fourth quarter they did start. Yeah. I noticed people start leaving, and I joked with you like, oh, college students have got to go and get started on their after parties.
Yeah,
open up the kegs, but college life.
Yeah,
but it
must be nice.
And it's probably a combination of one, just the college environment, and two, last year just had a whole season of no fans.
Yeah,
so I think that very much played a part of it. And Virginia Tech, they're pretty big school. They're ranked pretty regularly. So, and so when your team is good, you're gonna have more fans.
Yeah,
so.
Like there's a lot like once we got inside the stadium that I like. Now, if I can talk one more negative, just for a minute,
and then I'll
get to my positives. I promise you, I have a lot of positive things about to say about the game day atmosphere, at Tech. But my only other negative is once we got in there, and we were like. It's still an hour or so before the game. Mm-hmm. Let's just walk around, enjoy the sights, maybe go into the shop or whatnot. Because I'm like, hey, I kind of want a hat. Mm-hmm. But like, there were so many people jam packed in the stadium walking around, like it made it miserable almost to try to maneuver around all these people and whatnot. And then we finally get to, I guess, what their quote-unquote big shop is there.
Yeah,
and one, it's crowded, so people are packed in the shop. And two, they just don't have a whole big selection of anything, especially hats.
Yeah, I was very surprised at how little selection they had.
Yeah, I was very disappointed. Yeah,
which, I don't know I'm sure they've got a team shop somewhere on campus. But yeah. I mean, you would think you would have more stuff.
Especially at the football stadium. Especially when you're attracting, however many thousand fans.
Yeah.
However, once we got to our seats and the game got closer to started, that's when I started to really enjoy myself. I like how they marched all the cadets in.
Yeah.
It was September 11th, Military Appreciation Day for them. So they had the new cadets, taking their oath and whatnot, which was a nice touch. Because, both of us didn't really know that Tech is such a military school.
Yeah, don't realize that they're military schools.
Yeah.
One of them.
So all the new cadets were taking their oath. They marched all the cadets in. They had a bunch of different platoons I can't remember exactly what you called them.
Yeah.
But they had them lined up in different areas of the field. Then you had the cadets move up into their section. Mm-hmm. That's another thing is the cadet part of the end zone. And then the student part of the... they're two different things. The cadets and the students are on opposite ends of the field. There's different zones. But both of them are rowdies.
And those... The cadet section... They get rowdy. I love it. They're doing push-ups after every score. They're doing chants and everything.
So
makes me want to go to an Army Navy game that much more.
Definitely. I just don't want to be the one to do the push-ups.
Yeah, but the
and even the students that weren't sitting in the student section, because we even as high up as we were, there's still a bunch of students, and they would sit there and they would get into the Hokies chant.
Mm-hmm.
They would shake their car keys whenever there was a third down. The fans were into it almost throughout the whole game. Like you said, it kind of waned off when in the fourth quarter when they were up 35-7 or whatnot. Then you kind of didn't notice quite as much, but it's to be expected in a game in a blowout game. But three-fourths of the game, it felt amazing. The atmosphere was just spectacular.
Oh yeah, and they have some of the best that I've seen live. Game day tradition, which I believe would go in atmosphere.
Yes,
right?
Yes, so definitely.
Of course, we mentioned the Inner Sandman trivia question, but that was probably one of the most things I was looking forward to.
No doubt.
Because I've heard about this. They've got probably one of the most well-known pre-game team entrances.
Mm-hmm.
They play it when they're on national TV. They even show it, the whole thing. And
it's just as awesome as you see on TV.
Yeah. TV doesn't even compare being there live.
It's
because you hear the guitars start going and you hear the drums coming in and you just... Blood gets going and
got all the students
are jumping and in unison, and then they start singing and the team runs out and it just erupts.
As soon as you see that American flag leave the tunnel, it's such an amazing experience. Yeah. So, but yeah, just Inner Sandman mixed with the cadets and everything.
The cannon firing after they score too outside the stadium.
Oh yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. That was. I forgot about that.
Yeah, because it scared me a few times.
But yeah, so I would say that once we got past the parking, once we got past the crowd, then the atmosphere was definitely my favorite part of the game.
Absolutely.
So, you started us off.
I'm gonna go with atmosphere. Take parking into account. I don't want to let it hurt it too much because. Kind of be expected on campus game. As good as the crowd was, I'm gonna go with an 8.
An 8,
pretty high.
Nice. Yeah,
but it might be high later after I start doing more reviews. But at this point in time, I'm going with an 8.
Hey, honest review, yeah. That's funny. I was gonna go an 8 too.
There you go.
So we're. Couple eights right there. I guess the next thing we'll talk about is food. I'll start off.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we kind of got the short end of the stick when it came to food here. because like, we sat up
in the cheap seats.
In the cheap seats, like we're supposed to.
Yeah. So don't come at us about sitting in good seats anymore.
Yeah, we literally sat in the cheap seats of this game. So, and unfortunately, when it comes to sitting in the cheap seats at Lane Stadium, is the food options dwindle quite a bit. So, while I was hearing all about being able to get a turkey leg at the game.
That's what I was looking forward to.
Or whatever else they might have to offer. Because we didn't really look at the... we were really hungry when we got there. So we didn't really look at food like when we were in the lower section. Mm-hmm. I mean, we talked about the turkey leg, maybe getting the turkey leg. But we didn't really look
hokey at food.
Hokey
leg.
Hokey leg. Whatever. Fighting chicken leg. but we didn't really look at any of the other food options and any of the other concessions down in the bottom bowl. Yeah. We kind of waited till I think we ate at halftime.
Yeah.
So by that time we didn't really feel like walking.
Didn't try to walk all the way down because this is a zigzag, back and forth, all the way down to where the good food is.
Yeah, I wasn't doing that. So where we were didn't really have a whole lot of food options. The main thing is they had a hot dog combo. So it was hot dog and...
The chips or...
Yeah, hot dog, chips, and...
A drink.
Did you get a drink with that too? Or might have just been a hot dog and a drink.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
So, and that was $8? $7, something? $7 or $8.
Around there.
So really that was... And then of course you had your popcorn,
And nachos.
And nachos, and you had some chips. But really, that was really the only, like, food option up where we were sitting. Mm. Which was kind of disappointing. Yeah. Now, the hot dog was decent.
Yeah,
I mean, it tasted okay. I mean, it wasn't anything to write home about.
Yeah, standard fare.
But it was good.
Not much more to say. Unfortunately, I will... If you go... get a turkey leg. I don't know how much it costs. I would guess probably around $10+.
Yeah, I would say it would probably be
$10 or $12 probably or something much, like that. So, but I mean, they were huge. I saw a bunch of people eating them. So
yeah, we were just hot and tired and didn't feel like zigzagging our way back down.
But
yeah, do you have anything to add about any kind? Were you as disappointed that the food option wasn't
top? So I'm like, that's what you get for sitting up top or not. You gotta come down here for the good stuff. I don't know.
It is kind of frustrating. Like, yeah. I mean, I get that the turkey leg is a novelty. Mm-hmm. So you're not gonna have that everywhere. But you would think that for the people that bought tickets, you know, up higher, that they would have at least a few more.
Yeah.
Food options for us to.
And I only saw one stand with the turkey legs. Yeah. It may just be the one.
I think it is.
The line may have been too long, ridiculously long. Anyways,
I'm sure.
That's why I'm gonna tell myself, make myself feel better.
But y'all didn't hear that. But yeah, as far as food, I guess I'll give it a 5. I feel like that might be a little high from what we talked about, but like the food wasn't nasty. I was just disappointed in the lack of options for sitting in the nosebleeds, cheap seats.
Yeah, based on what I had, I mean, just a hot dog, chip. I think I had chips, two hot dogs and a drink. I'll go with another 4.5. I mean, it's not like it was bad. It's just I wish there was more. Now, had I had that turkey leg and it was as delicious as it was in my head, you might be looking at a 6.5 or 7.
Yeah. But we didn't.
We'll see. So
we'll have to revisit and get a turkey leg this time. So, last topic of the night, and that is surrounding area.
We traveled a good bit to get... I mean, it wasn't too far. It was
a couple hours
to get there. So, naturally, we didn't have a whole lot of time to hang out, explore around, you know, but it was on a college campus, so if you're a college student there, I'm sure there's tons of stuff for you to do, get in trouble to get into.
Cake parties.
But, you know, us being some 30 plus year olds coming in, you know.
Old men.
Well,
compared to them college students.
It's, I don't know what the town of Blacksburg has, so we really only saw the campus.
Mm-hmm.
So, nice campus from what it looked like. Yeah. It's a mountain school, which I have a affinity for.
That's okay.
But it's not really a whole lot to talk, to discuss about. So, based on what we saw, you know, it's just not a whole lot. Just a neighborhood and some school buildings.
Yeah, because that is going to be the thing with having a stadium actually on campus.
Yeah.
Is... unlike the baseball ballparks that we reviewed, which are usually in like a downtown area or whatnot, there's going to be the bars and there's going to be the shops and whatnot around that you're going to be able to go to before or after the game. But because the stadium's on campus, you don't really have that. No. So, I mean, when it comes to us old guys...
you know, if we had more time, you know, I wouldn't mind... walking around campus, exploring, seeing, because there may be some cool spots to hang out. Like, maybe a local restaurant that's really cool. To
I say, I wouldn't mind going back to Blacksburg just to walk around Blacksburg and see what that city has to offer.
But yeah,
we didn't really have a chance. So, yes, as far as in the general vicinity of the stadium, there's not a whole lot to. For guys like us to do, I mean, you know, it'd be kind of weird for us to go crash at a keg party
for
20-year-olds or whatnot. So
you want to put on a toga and go pose as some college students?
What's up, fellow young
Steve Buscemi? Hello, fellow young people.
No, I'm good. I'm good. See, I mean,
I don't have a lot to say.
There's really not a whole lot to say when it comes to the surrounding area. Just know that, you know, if you're college age and you got time on your hand, you can probably go find something fun to do. Mm. If you're our age, you know, go take a nap.
get back on the road heading home.
No, but really, like, I wouldn't mind going back to Blacksburg just to walk around the city and kind of revisit this to see just the city of Blacksburg. This is the first time I've ever been there, so I don't really know what Blacksburg has to offer other than Virginia Tech. So I wouldn't mind going back just to if we ever go back for a game, maybe getting there early or plan on staying late to kind of explore the city a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you had to give
the score for that,
you can be honest.
I want to just do a 4.
4.
I know it sounds low, but I have to go by what we were able to experience.
It's okay. I think I'm going to give it a 3.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
just nothing. There wasn't anything there for us. Like, we didn't experience anything in the surrounding neighborhood, surrounding area. So, I mean, I will say, let me mention something. I will say that there were... even though where we parked, a lot of people parked in the backyard of all those people, there were a lot of people tailgating out there. So, I mean, a lot of people did go back and tailgate. So, I mean, there was that option. We just, I was kind of frustrated with the whole parking situation.
We wanted to tailgate. We just getting parked when we really didn't have time, I guess.
Yeah.
So... but yeah, there was tons of tailgating going on. We walked. There was walking to the stadium. We passed that one house. They had a great setup. They had like a little almost like mini bar in their backyard with a TV where people were just chilling out. Yeah, and camping chairs watching.
It was a trailer. Like an open trailer or whatnot.
Yeah.
So that was nice. You know, honestly, I think I'm gonna bump mine up to a 4. I'll give it a 4 just for the tailgating options that. Like there is that option if you want to do that.
Yeah.
So I'll bring mine up to a 4 for that. Why not? But unless you got anything else to add, I guess we can. Okay, so I'm sorry for people that listen, first time listen. I didn't explain how we do this. So we're going to add all our scores together, like all our four of your scores or all four of my scores, divide by four for you, divide by four for me, and then divide our added scores by two. And that's going to be our total score for this review. Okay. Would you like my scores or your scores first?
Go with, you can go with yours first.
All right. I had a 4, mm-hmm. an 8, mm-hmm. a 5, and a 4.
21 divided by 4 is 5.25.
Mm, 5.25. Okay. And you had a 4.5, mm-hmm. an 8, mm-hmm. 4.5, and a 4.
Difficulty.
Come on, sticky fingers.
we had the exact same.
Really?
Yeah, so we know what the average is going to be.
How did that happen?
5.25, which it sounds a bit lower than I had expected, but I mean, it's a fair score because the game, as fun as the game day atmosphere was inside, there's so many other, so many other aspects that just...
Lowered the score by quite a bit.
So, 1.8 is just not going to be enough to
to bump that up too much.
So.
No, definitely. Like when we first started talking about going to this game, when I first bought the tickets, I was like, "Hey, we're finally going to go see Virginia Tech. We're finally going to experience Enter Sandman in person. Go experience this game, game day experience." Mm-hmm. I thought for this review, it would be a whole lot higher than it was. So. To hear that we average it out at a 5.3, 5 point, round that 5.25 up to a 5.3,
it's a
5.3. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, so yeah, to hear it as only a 5.3, like it surprises me quite a bit. But like I said, looking back on some of the experiences, it actually does make quite a bit of sense.
Yeah.
So.
And don't let that score keep you from going. If you like college football and game day and the atmosphere and stuff and traditions and stuff, definitely go.
Yeah.
Just know what to expect when it comes to parking.
Yeah, just know parking's gonna suck.
And food, if you want the good food, go down to the lower levels if you're sitting up top. So,
yeah.
But you'll have a good time. So,
yeah, like. Just, this is, and who knows, maybe if when we decide to go back and now knowing what we know about going there,
mm-hmm.
and we go back and are able to get past all the negative stuff, maybe our score will be higher. But as for now, like I feel like that's a fair score for what we experienced.
So, our current rankings, well, that's our only college football, so it holds first right now.
Congratulations, Tech!
Yeah. Overall, we got, it comes in at 4th, just right above the Disco Turkeys.
So that is next something left. That I never thought, when we first started talking about this, I never thought that it would just beat out the Disco
By
Turkeys.
By a tenth of a point, it beat out the Disco Turkeys.
I never would imagine.
Yep. So we got Panthers Fan Fest, Winston-Salem Dash, Kannapolis Cannonballers, Virginia Tech, Disco Turkey.
Oh my gracious, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Never would have thought. Never would have put money on that.
Me either.
So. All right.
It is what it is. So now, do you have an answer for
our trivia question? I forgot about the trivia.
Well, you had 41 minutes to think about it.
All right, so it's got to be sometime after 1991, because I think that's when the Black Album came out. Mm-hmm. That's the CD that had that song on it. So it's got to be after 91. I'm going to go with 1995.
Final answer.
Final answer.
2000.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't do it till 2000?
Oh, my gracious. It was pretty... more recent than I expected.
Huh.
Still 21 years ago.
Yeah,
it says been played in Lane Stadium since 2000 as the football team enters the field. This tradition of the students jumping up and down started in December 2001 when one of the members of the marching band was jumping during the song and the rest of his bandmates joined, and then it eventually spread to the basketball team and then just probably all events.
Interesting, so. I would have thought of it a little bit sooner than that. Whatever. I got it wrong. Did you know it? If you did, let us know. 2000. Okay.
And got nothing else.
I don't have anything else either. I guess plug social media. Shameless plug. Yeah. So, we are both pretty active on our Facebook. So, we usually share memes and game experiences where we might be. You know, I don't think we've been to a game since this game we're talking about now.
Yeah, we're kind of getting ourselves into a corner here, but we'll figure something out.
We'll figure it out. But yeah, so I mean, we try to have fun on Facebook. It's the easiest platform that we stay active on. So I mean, if you want to join our Facebook community, we are at Cheering from the Cheap Seats on Facebook. Just look us up in the search bar, type in Cheering from the Cheap Seats. If you can't find us, maybe you're not looking hard enough. But we're there. We're here. We're also on Twitter and Instagram at Cheer Sheep Seats. Cheering from the Cheap Seats was too long to get on those two platforms, so we're Cheer Cheap Seats on both of those. I'm on TikTok. I say on because I'm. I don't think you have our login for TikTok.
I'll stick to Facebook and maybe Twitter.
Okay. But it's Cheer Cheap Seats at TikTok. I just share like random like sports clips and whatnot. Yeah. So we're there. That's pretty much it.
You can find us Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor,
Encore.
Encore. I think Google Podcasts, just wherever, pretty much where all the big podcast platforms. If your platform allows ratings and reviews, please leave us one. 5 stars only.
Whatever you want.
It really helps out. Tell a friend, tell a family member, send a messenger pigeon to all parts of the earth, tell them about it.
Tell your dog, hey Rowan, we're on Anchor. But yeah.
I think that'll do it.
Yeah, guys, really appreciate listening. I know we say this, but we really, really mean it when we say that we just appreciate the tremendous amount of feedback and support that we get from all you listeners. Mm-hmm. And like, we really appreciate it. We do this, you know, we do this for us because we want to have fun with this, but we also want you guys to have fun.
Right.
So to know that you guys are out there listening to us, enjoying what we're saying, enjoying what we're reviewing, what we're talking about, it just makes us want to do this even more. So we really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, but I guess if you don't have anything else to add, guys, until next time, keep cheering.
See ya.